Here in the modern world where planned obsolescence and throwaway culture reign supreme, it can be really hard to find durable, well-made goods that are built to last. These especially robust and increasingly rare items are something that we call buy it for life items, and they're not only going to give you a better experience to use, but they're better for the planet and better on your wallet as well. In a previous video earlier in the year, I talked about five of my favorite buy it for life brands, brands that I recommended that are still making high quality goods here in 2025. Today, I want to continue with that idea and talk about five more brands that are actually worth your money and will last. First, if you don't know me, I'm Spencer, and I like to talk about simple living, frugality, and digital minimalism. Let's get into it. Now, this video is a list of buy it for life products that I recommend, and I have them linked in the description if you'd like to check them out. That said, you don't have to buy anything that I've mentioned here today just for the sake of it. If you have something that works, keep using it. Lastly, if you want to get any of the products I mentioned today, you don't have to buy any of them new. A couple of the items I bought from places like Amazon or Walmart or local retailers in my area. However, many of the items that I own, buy it for life items that I own in general, most of them were bought on the secondhand market. And that's the beauty of buy it for life items, because they don't just get used by one person and then worn out to the point that they can't be used any longer and they're thrown away. Buy it for life items last for a longer time and can stay in that cycle of use. So if any of these items feel too pricey for your budget, but you still want to have access to high quality goods, I would encourage you to take a look at your local buy and sell marketplaces and see what's available. So getting started with my list, the first brand that I want to recommend today is Lodge Cast Iron. Now, Lodge is an American company who have been making cast iron pots and pans since the late 1800s. They're probably the most widely available brand of cast iron that you can get in North America. I'm not sure about other parts in the world, but it is very easy to pick up Lodge around here. They're very common. I got my first Lodge frying pan around 5 years ago. It was a larger used frying pan that I got on Facebook Marketplace. That was likely my first time ever cooking with cast iron because I'd always been intimidated by using it. It sounded so complicated with all the maintenance that you had to do to prevent it from rusting that I really didn't want to get involved with it. But about 5 years ago, I got to a point where I didn't really want to use non-stick pans anymore. We all know the harms or potential harms of using non-stick cookware, and I became aware of that and wanted to get away from that as soon as possible. I knew that cast iron was a pretty old way to cook food, and from what I could tell, the technology hasn't changed too much, so I decided to pick up a Lodge pan and give it a go. Ever since that point, folks, I have been completely converted. In between cast iron and carbon steel, which is a very similar type of pan but lighter weight, that's pretty much all that I have. Between my girlfriend and I, we have a variety of Lodge pots and pans. I bought most of mine secondhand, and all of them are holding up very well despite being used weekly or even daily. Taking care of a cast iron pot or pan is a lot easier than you think, and it really does give you a natural non-stick coating with that seasoning that builds up from cooking in it over time. Pretty much all that it takes cooking with cast iron is when you're done with it, give it a little bit of a scrub, and then put a little bit of oil into it and wipe it in with a cloth or a paper towel, and then heat the pan up a little bit to let that oil cook and dry into it. I've linked a video in the description from Cowboy Kent Rollins if you want to learn a little bit more about the specifics of cast iron and how to take care of it. I found that to be a really helpful resource, so check that out below if you're interested. If you're looking for a good size cast iron pan to start with, I'd recommend the Lodge 12-inch pan. As you can see, this thing's pretty big and it's an all-arounder that can cook pretty much anything. I've cooked grilled cheese in here, I've done pancakes, and I've done stir fries, and none of which have given me any issue. Another option is something like this, which is the Lodge Double Dutch Oven. This can be used like a Dutch oven to simulate an oven if you're cooking over something like a fire or even cooking in the oven. You can also use the bottom half as a pot and the top half as a lid. The top half can also be flipped over and used as a pan. Some people will also flip this entire thing over and then use it as a way to bake bread. This is a super versatile pot and pan option. They also have a smaller version that has a more traditional handle and can be used more clearly as a frying pan. I'll put both links in the description if you want to check those out. Now, most of the cast iron products across brands are going to be decent quality, and I'm sure we'll do a good job for you. At the end of the day, this is a very simple product, and even a pan like this has been relatively unchanged since the 1800s. Ultimately, Lodge is a company with a long history. What they're making is pretty simple, and it really hasn't changed, like I said, since the inception of these cast iron pans. I think you're not really going to go wrong with any brand you get, but Lodge is one that I recommend. Now, moving on to the second buy it for life brand that I recommend, we are talking Rugged Storage. We are talking about Nanook. Now, if you haven't heard of Nanook hard cases, they're a competitor to Pelican who make rugged cases for cameras and other types of equipment. In my first Buy It For Life brands video, which I will link above if you're interested in checking out, I talked all about Pelican and my experience with their lifetime warranty. With Pelican's lifetime warranty, if anything goes wrong with your case, you can either get the parts that you need shipped to you so you can make the repair yourself, or they will send you an entire new case to replace the broken one. In that original video where I mentioned the Pelican case, people were looking for more Canadian options, so I wanted to talk a little bit today about Nanook. Nanook cases are made in the province of Quebec, and they are very popular around here, specifically in the Canadian film industry where I work. I have a few different hard cases which I use to store all my film equipment, and Nanook was the first case that I bought because of the fact that it was Canadian. Now, I haven't had to do a warranty claim on my Nanook case like I have with my Pelican cases, but that's because I bought my Nanook brand new, whereas all my Pelicans I bought secondhand and they were beat up when I got them. But from what I can tell and what I've read online, Nanook has as good or even better of a warranty than Pelican. I really like the way that Nanook's latches are designed. They have a button to release the latch so that you can first open it so that there's no chance that the thing's going to pop open by accident. The particular Nanook case that I have is the 935. It's a very well built case that's designed to be able to be carried on planes for travel. I got my case with a divider kit and a lid organizer so I can keep my gear sorted and accessible for when I need it. So if you're looking for a good alternative to Pelican and one that's made in Canada at that, give Nanook cases a look. Now moving on to the third Buy It For Life brand that I recommend, I'm actually wearing it right now, and that is Timex. Let me take it off here and I'll talk about it. Now, Timex started in 1854 as the Waterbury Clock Company in Waterbury, Connecticut. These guys have been making clocks and now watches for a very long time, and they make them very well. The particular watch that I have here is the Timex Expedition Scout. I got it 3 or 4 years ago now, and it's been great. I'm hesitant to call any sort of electronic or mechanical device Buy It For Life because everything is going to wear out and need repair at some point. But with that in mind, I think Timex is one of those brands that comes as close as possible to being Buy It For Life. They're right at that intersection of price and quality that I can recommend them. Now, this is a quartz watch, and I actually recommend quartz over mechanical watches for a reason. As far as keeping time, quartz actually does a better job, and it doesn't really need any sort of maintenance either, save for a battery. With mechanical watches, it doesn't matter what price they are, eventually they're going to need some kind of maintenance as the time begins to drift. It doesn't matter if your watch was hundreds or thousands of dollars, but you're going to need hundreds of dollars to maintain that watch every few years. Timex has always had this slogan, "It takes a licking," because these watches really will keep on ticking. These watches will take whatever you throw at them, and other than adding a battery every few years, it will keep going. This watch is one piece of my everyday carry. I wear this when I'm at work, I wear this when I'm at home, I wear it all the time, and it has gotten beaten up. I work in the Canadian film industry in the camera department in a lot of documentary television sets. In my job, I'm working long 12-hour days, hucking around heavy Pelican cases and other pieces of equipment. It's a very physical job, and this watch definitely has gotten banged up. There's a few nicks in the glass and there's a few scuffs on the outer housing, but the watch is still ticking and it's doing just fine. And the best part about this watch is that it wasn't expensive. Timex watches are known to be very durable, very robust, and very good at keeping time, but they're also cheap. When I bought this new back in the fall of 2021, I paid like $65 for it, and that was one of the best $65 I've ever spent. Now, compared to my last video on Buy It For Life products, many of the products I talked about in that video had lifetime warranties supporting the product even if there was any sort of issue. With most of the products I talk about today, except for Nanook, there aren't those types of warranties, but these are still very high quality goods that are going to last, and they're going to need very little maintenance to keep ticking. Now, I also have an even older Timex Ironman watch that I use when I'm out running, and I even have a 1970s or 80s Timex Marlin mechanical crank watch, but I would really recommend, out of all of these, not to go for the digital, not to go for the mechanical, but to go for that analog quartz watch. You don't have to worry about a digital screen dying on you. You don't have to worry about the mechanical watch upkeep that's going to cost you more than the cost of the watch to keep it going. All you have to do is put a battery in this thing and it'll keep on ticking. Okay, now moving on to the fourth Buy It For Life brand that I recommend. It's a brand that I saw in the comments of my last Buy It For Life video a lot. It's a brand that I've had for years and I do recommend, and that brand is Leatherman. Now, Leatherman is another made in USA brand, and they are pretty much the king of multi-tools. Now, multi-tools are pretty handy, and especially at the size of the one that I have here, which is the Leatherman Micra. This thing has scissors, screwdrivers, a knife, and a file, and can fit easily in my chest pocket. When it's all folded up, it's incredibly small, and in fact, this one comes with a loop so that you could put it on a keychain if you wanted to. Now, like I said, Leatherman is pretty much the gold standard as far as multi-tools go, and as far as warranties go, they have a pretty good one too. Though it's not a true lifetime warranty, Leatherman does come with a 25-year limited warranty. Now, for this warranty, it applies to the first owner only, so I think you got to hold on to your receipt if you want to claim it. The warranty applies to any sort of workmanship issues or defects that you find with the tool and can apply up to 25 years after purchase. Now, I'm honestly not a huge fan of this type of warranty because I think that this type of lifetime warranty or even 25-year warranty should apply to all the tools that they sell, whether it's the first owner or the last one. If they really want to ensure that these items are lasting a long time and minimize waste, that should be the policy. I also think that when a company requires you to hold on to the receipt or some sort of thing like that to prove that you were the person who bought them, they're just kind of hoping that you're going to slip up so they don't have to honor the warranty. I think it's a way for them to kind of slip out of actually having to honor it. But with that being said, I'm still happy to see that Leatherman offers a 25-year warranty of any kind. It's definitely a lot better than most of the companies operating today with their design for the dump products. I've had this thing for a really long time. A family friend gave it to me, I think like 20 years ago, and this thing's working really well still today. Now, as far as multi-tools go, there are definitely cheaper knockoffs that you can get if you want to save a little bit of money on that. And if you're not going to use it very often, then perhaps you might want to do that. But I do think it's better to buy the best from the outset, especially if you want to keep that thing for a long time and have it last. Last week, I did a video on that subject about buy nice or buy twice, so I'll link that above if you want to check it out. All in all, I can say that Leatherman does live up to their promise of making high quality tools that last. And if you do have an unfortunate lemon, then I guess you have that 25-year warranty to lean on in that case. And now, folks, the fifth and final Buy It For Life brand that I recommend. This is something that I've also had for a very long time, and it's been nothing but great. This is the Stanley Thermos. This thermos is one word, and that is awesome. I've had this thing for 12 years now, and it is great. Back in my university days, in my early 20s, I was a security guard. I worked a lot of night shifts as a watchman at factories, at parking garages, and at hotels. As a student going to school all week and then working 12-hour night shifts on the weekend, safe to say I was pretty tired and needed a couple cups of coffee. In fact, I figured I needed a whole liter of coffee to get me through those weekends, and that's exactly what I bought this for. I think I first heard about this thermos in a recommendation back in 2012 from the Art of Manliness blog. Stanley thermoses have been around for over 100 years. They've been common on job sites all throughout history, and they are built to last. That was enough to sell 20-year-old Spencer on this thing, and I can tell you after over 10 years of ownership that the stories about this thing are true. This thing has accompanied me to thousands of hours of work over the last decade. It has been dropped. It has been banged around. There's dents all over the place on it, but it still works great. And most importantly, it keeps your beverages hot. I had no problem having hot coffee at the start of the night and at least very warm coffee by the end of a 12-hour shift. The thing with a thermos like this is there is very little that can go wrong with them. The design has been almost unchanged for the last 30, 40, or 50 years, and they pretty much have it nailed at this point. Now, Stanley does have a limited lifetime warranty on their thermoses. It's a little bit unclear exactly what that entails or what that means. But I have seen testimonies of people online who have had to make a warranty claim on their thermoses, and Stanley has been happy to oblige them and replace it. Now, I can't speak to the quality of Stanley's other products, like those viral cups that people were beating each other up for in Walmarts a few years back, but this thing is a very high quality product. It's got it stamped on the bottom here, built for life, and in my opinion, that's true. That's just about all for today, folks. Just a few of my favorite items, which I feel are buy it for life, or as close as it gets to being buy it for life here in 2025. Like I said, we don't like mindless consumerism around here, so if you already have all of these needs fulfilled for you in the products that you already own, there's no need in buying any of the things I mentioned today. These are just the things that I recommend if you're looking to get something from one of these categories and don't have it already. Take a look on your local secondhand market first. You're gonna waste less resources and save more money by doing it that way, but there are links in the description if you want to check them out again. Let me know in the comments what you thought about this video, what you thought about the products that I mentioned today, and if you have any Buy It For Life products that you can recommend, I'd love to hear your suggestions. Thanks very much for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.